Good morning. Well, starting tomorrow here in Trinity, not only will our kids, but kids in our community will be coming through our doors and learning lessons, and they will be playing games. They will be eating awesome snacks made by Bonnie and Summer and the rest of the team. They will be going to Imagination Station and exploring different ways to build things. They will worship. They will be a part of our worship time here in the middle. So a lot of things going on. And our theme, as you can see, is life is wild, God is good. Amen. We serve a good, good God. He is faithful, he is righteous, and most of all, he is loving. Amen. He is a loving God. VBS Sunday is an important Sunday, and it was very, very, very clear to me this week, as I walked with God, as I read with God, as I talked with God, it's a time for prayer. It's a time for prayer for the next generation. It's a time for prayer for the church and its leaders. It's a time for prayer outside of these four walls and into our communities. And I'm talking about farther than Naperville, farther than Montgomery, farther than Lyle, farther. It is a time to pray, and we have got to wake up to it.
That's right.
I was in the prayer room with Kaylee and Linda Washington and Tina. Their group is small, but it is mighty. And they hear God every single day, you guys. Every single Sunday, they are persistent and they are consistent with their prayers. You know, it was last week when I spoke with Susan Brown. She is a part of the Pray Naperville ministry here in Naperville. Her group is very small, but they were at Naperville North. I don't know if it was every day or once a week. I can't remember exactly what she told me. But I will tell you one thing. Their prayers were answered this year. Their number one prayer at Naperville North was they prayed that there would be no suicides in that school in 2018-2019 school year. And guess what? There were zero.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
That is an answer to prayer. That is when we get serious and we are in the presence of God and we are hearing from God. You guys, that is powerful. That ain't going to be on the news. You aren't going to see it. You're never going to hear those kind of things on the TV. But we have got to understand and we've got to know that God is on the move. And we are experiencing his hand in our lives every single day. And so last time when I preached on Jonah, I remember one day specifically, God woke me up and it's, you know, we have this amazing book called the Bible, his word, his breath, and we read it and we memorize scripture and we love to wonder and read it, and there are so many experiences of God and his son Jesus in this book. But it's, you know what else is important to remember, you guys, is your own important experiences that you're having in your own families and your own lives. We have got to share those experiences with the next generation.
Right.
I was in the prayer meeting, going back to Kaylee and Linda. For me and the journey that God has with Pastor and Kaylee, it started the day that they stood up here when they were anointed, and then when they were called to Trinity, when God spoke to Pastor in the back, he says, and said, you are going to be the pastor at this church. And it blew his mind because he's just this little youth pastor and Kankakee. And he was going to be responsible for Trinity Church of Nazarene in Naperville. That's when it started. That's his kids have to tell that story to their kids. And their kids have to tell the story of what happened next. You see, it's that experience and it's this vision that God has for Trinity that we have got to stay the course on. You guys, we have got one so far, right? CR. I believe that we are here and God is here with CR and we are not matching him. There are too many lost people in Naperville that need to be walking through these doors. We have got to start recognizing the people that need to be in this church for that ministry. They had new people. They had to have a newcomers meeting last Thursday at CR because they had so many new people. We want more.
That's right.
But we've got to be in prayer. And you know, it's so easy to go through the week, right? We're so busy. We're so busy, we can get off track and we can forget to pray for CR, for Chris Fabry, for Tim Sims and the other leaders, Amy and Patty and Joe Vrankin. And I know I'm forgetting others too, but we've got to be praying for them. We've got to be lifting this ministry up. That's where it starts. Wouldn't it be awesome if we said it today? And we had that initiative and we really got serious with it. I mean serious. The kind of serious where we've got holes in our pants because we're on our knees so much praying with God.
Right.
Are we getting that serious that we can say a year from now, look what God has done. He is a good, good God. He is faithful and he is righteous and he is loving. I don't even know what happened because none of that was even on my notes. I don't even know where God's going, but we're just going to keep on going because this is where God has us. You guys, I tried so many times to write a message. I did. I really tried. But God kept on saying, no, Sally, this is where we're going. It is about the prayer. It's about what we need to do, where you guys have got to be. And it is in prayer. We have a Wednesday night prayer ministry. Wednesday night, Kaylee had around this entire room all of the prayer requests that we had for VBS. And we spent the entire day, the entire night, an entire hour praying for VBS. How many of you think you could pray for an hour for VBS? We did. You can. It's crazy. You get going and you go. There's so many things. There's so many points. But we can do it. It is a time to pray. It's a time to pray for the next generation. We have got to get serious with it. It is because it is through prayer we, as God's creation, have the power to pray and God hears our prayers. Prayer is also a time to praise God and to give him thanks for all the things that he's doing. Man, I'm going to share with you guys in a little bit all the things that God did through this VBS so far. And we aren't even at day one. It is through his words that directs us on how to pray. And when people pray, it is amazing. Our God has given us a book to tell us how to pray, when to pray, what to pray about. And I'm going to share one of my very favorite verses with you guys. It's 2 Chronicles 7:14. I say the number, you guys know it, right? I mean, it is a powerful scripture verse. But we aren't just going to talk about just that little verse. We're going to expand on it. So if you want to look at the screen ahead, we're going to read this verse together. And this is going to be the prayer that is going to direct us. It's going to give us action to our prayers today. Then if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sins and restore their land. I'm going to read it again. Then if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, I will hear from heaven and forgive their sins and restore their land. God's word on prayer. It is an action verse for sure, right? God is telling us four things we must do if we want to hear from heaven. One, we need to humble ourselves. Two, we need to pray. We need to seek his face. And we need to turn from our wicked ways. That means our own sins. What will God do with those four things? We will hear from heaven. He will forgive us of our sins. He will forgive us of our sins. And he will restore our land. This scripture reference is during a time when kings ruled. And God had put in place King Solomon. King Solomon was David's son. God made King Solomon very wise. And King Solomon did an amazing thing. He built God in a temple. He built it a temple, and when he was finished, God spoke to Solomon that evening and told him that it would be that this temple would be marked as the temple to make sacrifices. God loved this temple. He continues in verse 15, and he tells Solomon how he would respond to hearing our prayers. That's why sometimes you hear a verse, but you don't keep on going. You got to keep on going because this is the good stuff. This is what God is going to tell us, how he's going to respond to our prayers. This is how he's going. He says, my eyes will be open. My ears will be attentive to every prayer made in this place. That means that when Kaylee and Linda and Tina were sitting in that room, his eyes and his ears were attentive to their prayers. Amen. Every single time you pray, his eyes and his ears are attentive to you. Every single time we humble ourselves, we seek his face. He is humble. He is responsive to us. He is an active God. He cares about our prayers. He cares because he, from the very beginning, he made us so that we would be in community with him. He wants to talk to us. He wants to walk with us. He wants. Holy, Cleo almost fell. He's getting me excited. In verse 16, for I have chosen this temple and set it apart to be holy, a place where my name will be honored forever. I will always watch over it, for it is dear in my heart. These are words from God. In this verse, God is telling us how he listens to our prayers. He is waiting in anticipation for our prayers. He's waiting. Can you imagine? I mean, he's just going away. When is he going to sit with me? When is he going to sit with me today? Are they going to come? Are they going to talk to me today? He's waiting. Because when we are praying, we are talking with him. And he is a God of community. Prayer is exactly what God has led us to do today. But as we transition into God's word, I just want to pray, and we're just going to talk just a little bit about some of the scripture that we're going to be talking to the kids about this week. And I think there's a lesson that will continue with our prayer time and the importance of the next generation. So dear Heavenly Father, as we continue to dive into your word, Lord, as we transition into this time, Lord, would you continue to stir our hearts? Lord, would you continue to stir what you are doing in this room right now, Lord. God, use your word to guide us. God, open up your eyes and your ears to our prayers. In your holy name we pray. Amen. We are going to be in the book of Genesis today. And we are going to be, in 3 days, talking about real issues with kids. And we're going to respond to those issues and sharing with the kids that God is good. In day one, we're going to be sharing with the kids when life is unfair, God is good. In day two, we're going to talk about when life is scary, God is good. And on day three, when life is good, God is good. Stories that we'll be using to demonstrate these life applications will begin with the time back in Genesis when the Israelites were enslaved. The Israelites, what they endured in Egypt and the plagues that God had placed on Pharaoh and his people. And through these events, it would be Joshua would be the appointed one to complete the journey they endured to finally enter the promised land that was promised to God's people. It would be Joshua who would build the memorial for God's people to remember what God had done for them. To understand the promise back in Genesis, we will need to go back to the covenants that God had placed on Abraham's life. And the one in particular that we want to focus on today is actually in Genesis 15. We're going to read verses 1 through 8. Sometime later, the Lord spoke to Abram in a vision and said to him, "Do not be afraid, Abram, for I will protect you and your reward will be great." But Abram replied, "O sovereign God, what good are all your blessings when I don't even have a son, since you've given me no children? Eliezer of Damascus, a servant, is in my household, will inherit all my wealth. You have given me no descendants of my own, so one of my descendants servants will be heir." Then the Lord took Abram outside and said to him, "Look up into the sky. Count to the stars if you can. That's how many descendants you will have. Look up." Then the Lord told him, "I am the Lord who brought you out of Ur of the Chaldeans to give you this land as your possession." But Abram replied, "Oh, sovereign God, how can I be sure that I will actually possess it?" And we just read verse 8, and Abram is asking God the question, how? How can I be sure? And God answers Abram in verses 9 through 11. God continues to tell Abram what types of animals to bring to the sacrifice. And God continues to respond in verse 12 during the evening in a dream with Abram and tells him that your descendants will be strangers in foreign land where they will be oppressed for slaves for 400 years. Now, Abram lived a long life, but not long enough to truly understand the oppression that his descendants would face. Very similar to us. We have no idea what the next generation and the next generation is going to endure. We have no idea. But we can do one thing now, and that is pray for our next generation to prepare them. That's what we can do today. We can pray. That foreign land would ultimately be Egypt. What type of oppression are we talking about? Oppression that these Israelites would endure would be slavery to really pretty much build Pharaoh all of his buildings in all of his cities. They would be punished for not working hard enough. They worked day and night. Slavery is what the Israelites endured. You see, there was a time before that the Israelites lived amongst them. But a new Pharaoh had come in town and said, there was too many. There was just too many of them. They're going to take over. And that's when the chain of command changed and the Israelites became their slaves. It would be this type of endurement and this type of slavery that got God's attention. God also knew during this time it would be a time that the Israelites would fall to forgetting who God is and fall to sinful times. But you see, they forgot to continue to share with the next generation of who God is and what God had done for them. But you see, our God is a bigger God with bigger plans. God would make another covenant with Abraham. And we're going to read in Genesis 15, just 18 and 19 here. So the Lord made a covenant with Abraham that day and said, "I have given this land to your descendants all the way from the border of Egypt to the greater Euphrates River, the land now occupied by the various other countries." Now, I'm not going to read through those countries because, you know, I'm going to mess up some of them. So I'm just going to skip right through them. Generations later, the death of Abraham, death of Isaac, the death of Jacob, the death of Joseph, and all of his brothers. This is how many generations had passed, you guys. Things had gotten really bad for the Israelites, just as God had shared with Abraham. But it would be through God, he would send a descendant in the Levi tribe, and his name would be Moses. It would be through Moses that God would use him to set his people free. God had heard their cries, and God responded. He rescued his people. Through God and his work, God will use Moses to set a plan in place that will, it pretty much ignited, right, the place in history. When we read those stories, it's amazing. To read the story of the plagues, right, is amazing. How could the river turn to blood? How could the frogs, the locusts, all those things? We read about them. And then we get to the part where the Israelites have been set free. Moses directs them out to the desert, right? And they become right to the edge of the Red Sea. And they see the Pharaoh and all the chariots rushing towards them. And the Israelites instantly think, God and Moses have really tricked us here now. We're really stuck. We're done for. And then God does the most amazing thing. This is the power of God. He uses Moses. He takes Moses' staff. Moses hits that staff on the ground. And all of a sudden, you see the sea divide in half and the walls go up. As they're walking through, they're seeing whales, they're seeing dolphins, they're seeing fish, they're seeing everything. And they're just walking through like they're going through the aquarium. They didn't even know what aquarium was yet. But that's what they got to experience, was an aquarium. That's what God did for his people. He heard them. He rescued them. You see, the covenant goes all the way back, but they had to go through things in order to get to that promised land that God had promised all the way back to Abraham. Are we willing to stick with Pastor in this vision that God has with him? Are we willing to wait and see what the next generation is going to see with this vision? We have no idea. Abraham had no idea. Neither does Pastor. Who knows? It's going to be probably Parker taking up the last two at the end, you know? And then Parker's kids are going to have to finish the rest. We don't know, but are we willing to stick with it? And are we willing to say yes to God? And are we willing to commit to prayer? Because it's a time to pray.
That's right.
It's a time to pray. The next generation. It would be Joshua would be the one to take them to the promised land. We see that Moses, unfortunately, was unable to take them through the promised land. There was a time when the Israelites were in need of water, and God had instructed Moses to talk to the rocks, and the rocks were going to provide the water for the Israelites, because we serve a God that provides. And that was the need that the Israelites needed at that moment. But Moses used his staff and tapped the rock two times instead of speaking into it. And it was at that moment, that disobedience moment, that unfortunately Moses was not allowed to go into that promised land. But Joshua would be the one that would take them into the promised land. The land that was flowing with milk and honey. It would be Joshua that would walk that journey with the Israelites to the promised land that God had promised. You might ask, why Joshua? That was God's plan. In Numbers 20, verse 8, you and Aaron must take the staff and assemble the entire community. As the people watch, speak to the rock over there, and it will pour out its water. You will provide enough water for the rock to satisfy the whole community and their livestock. Moses did what God said, got the staff, went over to the rock, but he didn't speak to it. He tapped the rock two times with his staff instead of speaking to it. This disobedience would ultimately not allow Moses to enter. So what is the promised land that God is offering us today? I believe it is the gift of eternal life. Heaven is our promised land. God continues to invite us into his kingdom. He only asks that we repent of our sins and believe that his son, Jesus, is his son. John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him will not perish, but have everlasting life. Eternal life is possible because of Jesus. Jesus died on the cross for everyone. Death was defeated that day. This is the message that we want to share with the kids during VBS. I'm going to invite Monty back up. And today, I want to make a promise with God. I want to make a promise to God that we're going to pray through this. We're going to not stop praying. Have you guys have probably noticed my crazy balloons I brought here. It's actually not part of the decorations, but they're something I had to go do with God yesterday. Go to the dollar store two times because the first time the place was crazy. The second time I had to share with the lady why I had to have so many balloons. I actually was going to bring 34, but it got a little too crazy at the dollar store. I'm going to be serious. They weren't ready for God's request. They weren't. I want to be honest. But I'm gonna go through these balloons, and Monty's gonna play. And as I begin to share with you the color of the balloon and what each one of these represents, I'm just going to ask that. Oh, you know what? Offering's not for a while. You guys can sit down. I mean, offering's not for a while. We're only at 11:40. They started getting up for offering, Pastor. Oh, God is good. But these balloons, we're gonna soften the lights, and we're going to go through these balloons, and I'm going to tell you the team that they represent, and I'm going to tell you the names of each person, each volunteer that's going to need your prayers today. The orange balloon represents 8 teams of crew leaders for VBS. The orange balloon, right there. Those names will include Lexi Justo, Allie Lloyd, Jack Tuxhorn, Sarah Kolkman, Piper Robita, Susanna Ruiz, Rick Smith, Daniel Kwok, and Grace Reason. Jillian Halsey, Sophia Ruiz, Ashley Halsey, and Jillian Henry. Evelyn Halsey, and Peyton Spangenberg. Sherilyn Johnson, and Kara Robita. The black balloon with stars all over it. It represents the leaders at the Imagination Station. This is Ruby Rivellis, Jake Brueger, and Miriam LaFoon. Was it LaFoon? Where did they go? LaFoon. Ruby, Jake, and Miriam. The purple balloon, right down there. The purple balloon represents our Bible lessons from preschool and kindergarten and elementary. Pastor Kaylee and John and Jamie Reason. The green balloon represents Exploration Station, pre-K kindergarten, Rebecca Insfield. The green balloon. The pink flower balloon represents Craft and Play, Monique. The yellow flower balloon represents Snack Time, Summer Halsey, Bonnie Workman, Ann Heinrich, and Diana Maurer. And the smiley face balloon, the very end, represents the registration team and the photography team. This team, they need smiles on their faces. They're going to greet the kids. They're going to be the very first person they see. This team includes Aaron Crawford, Lisa Lloyd, Brenda Cancel, Maggie Ruiz, Heather Bronson, and Pastor Steve. The red balloon represents the tech team. Brett Halsey, Isaac Reason, and Pastor Katie. The royal blue balloon represents the mission leaders and four kids that we will be sponsoring. This is Myra Stinson. And our four kids, these are their names. These four children, we've had the privilege to be a part of their lives for the last year. And we're going to continue being a part of their lives for the next year. And their names are Lima, Estevan, Yerber, and Athora. These four children need our prayers. The sports balloon represents game team. Right there. Brian Tuxhorn, Tony Lloyd, Trenton Justo, AJ Rebellis, Brian Rebellis, and Pastor Katie. The You Rock balloon. Where's that one? Oh, right here. You Rock, right down there. The You Rock balloon represents the worship team. Peyton Spangenberg, Evelyn Halsey, Allie Lloyd, and Braylon Hill. And Aaliyah Justo. The black balloon, right down there by the You Rock one, represents our skit guys. They've got the energy. They need energy. They need prayers for energy. That's J.C. Revellis and Paul Sloan. Can I just say, pray for Paul. This is his last rodeo here for VBS. We don't even know how many he's really been involved. I'm going to miss him. The purple flower balloon represents our set design team. Mary Coughlin and Ann Heinrich. The silver balloon represents our Trinity kids and our community kids. These communities include Naperville, Lyle, Warrenville, Oswego, Montgomery, Plainfield, Bolingbrook. Do you know a child in that community that you can pray for? This one here. This is our salvation balloon. Will you pray for salvation this week for our kids? Not only our kids, but also our leaders. You know, salvation just doesn't happen for kids during VBS. Could be someone even sitting here today. There are children that need to know who Jesus is. He is their Savior. They need to know what He has done for them. You see, He died on the cross. He took away our sins. He paid the price. And this gold star all the way down here represents, I'm on a Facebook page called Roar VBS. And somebody put on there, who are all the churches that are going to be participating in VBS this coming week? Would you pray for them? Can we pray for them? I think there's over 300 other churches in the United States this week, this coming week, that will be participating in VBS. One church last week had 500 kids. 500 kids. So this balloon represents, it's not just about us, it's about everybody that's doing this. And the Your Number One video. Number one is my friend Jackie Justo. She has done a lot for this VBS. This is sort of her thing. And I thank God for her. And then there's actually one balloon that is actually missing. but I want to recognize our sponsors because we couldn't have done it without the sponsors and all of you that have donated and given supplies. Some of our sponsors include Raging Waves that provided 4 tickets, Sky High 4 tickets, Melting Pot, free dinners, Chick-fil-A, free ice cream cones. Meyer gave a $150 donation for supplies. These are our sponsors. We can pray for their business. They've blessed us. Man, we can bless them with our prayers. You see, we use these raffles as incentives to raise money for missions for our 4 kids that we'll be sponsoring. Each child will cost $300 and some to sponsor for the entire year. It's $30 a month. I'm not sure what the math on that is, but it's there close. The ushers are not the ushers for offering. The ushers, the teens, are going to start going down the rows. And they're going to start passing out prayer cards with VBS. Some of you will get one. Some will get 2. Maybe there's even enough for 3. But I actually was able to make 74 cards for VBS. I duplicated it twice. So they're going to pass them out until they're all done. Did you guys hear me that? We tried to figure out the system so that we only, but you know what? Pass them all out. Get it, take 2, take 3. Set an alarm. Pastor Kaylee said, set an alarm on your phone to remind you to pray. Kids, if you want to go ahead, and teens, if you want to go ahead and just start passing them out. Make sure everybody gets 1, 2. Physically hand them to them. Make eye contact with them. Jillian, say, please pray for this child. Please pray for this person. These are physical names I'm giving you guys, or prayer points as well. You see, the covenant God made with Abraham was not just a promise, but he spoke to Abraham about what would come to be. God knew the importance of preparing the next generation and the importance of telling who God is to the next generation, who God is. And Moses, I believe, said it the most beautifully in Deuteronomy chapter 4, verses 32 through 40. I'm going to read this to you while the kids are passing them out. Now search all of history from the time God created people on earth until now, and search from one end of the heavens to the other. That's got a pretty far distance, because I don't know if it ever ends. Has anything as great as this ever been seen or heard before? Has any nation ever heard the voice of God peaking from fire as you did and survived? Has any other God dared to take a nation for himself out of another nation by means of trials, miraculous signs, wonders, war, and a strong hand, a powerful arm, and terrifying acts? Yet that is what the Lord your God did for you in Egypt, right now before your eyes. He showed you these things so that you would know that the Lord is God and there is no other. He let you hear his voice from heaven so he could instruct you. He let you see his great fire here on earth so he could speak to you from it. I just wonder about that, what that could even sound like. What the pillar of him in the cloud looked like, what the fire, him in the fire at night would look like. I can't even imagine. Because he loved your ancestors, he chose to bless their descendants, and then he personally brought you out of Egypt with a great display of power. He drove out nations far greater than you so he could bring you in and give you their land as your special possessions as it is today. So remember this and keep it firmly in mind that there is no other if you obey all the decrees and commands I am giving you today. All will be well with you and your children. I am giving you these instructions so that you will enjoy a long life in the land the Lord your God is giving you for all time. There is no other God. There is only one God. Let's pray for that next generation. Let's us tell the ones of the mighty, wondrous wonders of God. I'm going to ask Pastor Steve to come up, and he's going to pray for VBS. And thank you guys for joining us in this time of prayer. Thank you for praying persistently and consistently. I see you, Vera. Thank you guys for praying for our kids like Vera and Seth and Parker and Armani and Kira and Brian and Claire and Reed. I see them back there. Trenton and Aaliyah and Braylon and Will and Trisha. That Trisha girl, she's a prayer warrior too. Thank you.